OPNAV Instruction 5100.19 ECHO, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual for Forces Afloat, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter A5. 1. Which course trains officers in safety duties aboard Navy surface ships? Afloat Safety Officer Course. 2. The safety program's afloat course is designed for supervisory personnel in which pay grades? E5 to E9. 3. Which secondary NEC is awarded for personnel who successfully complete the Hazardous Material and Management Technician course? 9595. 4. Within how many months of assuming their duties must ship safety officers attend the afloat safety officer course? 6. 5. Within how many months of being assigned must all divisional safety petty officers aboard ship complete the Naval Safety Supervisor course as well as Watch Station 301 of the Safety Programs Afloat PQS? 6. 6. What percentage of all divisional safety petty officers must attend the Safety Programs Afloat course or the Aviation Safety Specialist course taught by the NAVOSH ENV TROSEN? 50%. 7. What is the minimum time remaining before their projected rotation date that personnel must have to be assigned as divisional safety petty officers? 1 year. 8. How many safety briefs must be conducted at quarters or muster each month by divisional safety petty officers? 2. 9. How many safety stand-downs at a minimum will be conducted by commands each year? 1. 10. Who is responsible for tracking divisional safety petty officer training? Safety officer. 11. How often is the ship's safety bulletin issued by ComNav SafeSen? Quarterly. 12. How often is Seashore Magazine issued by ComNav SafeSen? Quarterly. 13. How often is Ground Warrior issued? Bimonthly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.